This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here and share with you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
TJ, welcome back. I think it's your first time back on Free Talk Live.
It is indeed, sir.
Several weeks.
It is.
You've been flitting about hither and thither, going to...
Yes, going to St. Louis, seeing my dear sweet mother so she can criticize my lifestyle about how I'm not being productive or doing life all wrong. And she can give advice to me and James to tell us how we're not supposed to be leading our lives. And
well, you should be, you should get a job.
Yes.
And you should be paying taxes.
And miserable.
And you should be angry.
Yep, exactly. That's basically my mom in a nutshell.
Because if you do all of those things for long enough, then you can retire and do nothing.
Yes, exactly. Which I'm like, well, Mom, that's what I was doing. And I said, I'm happy as I am right now. And she's like, you can't be happy all the time. And I said, Mom, what's wrong with being happy all the time? And we just had a delightful argument over whether or not you should be happy or not. So Mom was of the opinion that you can't be happy all the time. And so... We left on good terms, but she just didn't understand the whole, I need to get a job. And I said, Mom, I have a job. I actually do stuff all day. Like, it's one of those things that Mom doesn't quite understand.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think a lot of activists have this issue, and Daryl, I don't know if you've encountered it with any relatives or parents that you might have. But I mean, it comes from that idea of I'm worried about my son, right? I'm worried about my daughter. I'm worried about my kids.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see them get hurt. So I want them to pay taxes. I want them to be obedient. I want them to do what they're told because I don't want to see them go to jail. I think that's really what a lot of mm-hmm. it stems from is
oh, yeah.
fear.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. And, you know, my dad, I think I've told you before, my dad listens to the show. And he
probably makes him unusual for, you know, most parents.
Right.
Libertarian.
He'll actually call in. I still will not tell you who he is, but he does call in occasionally. And he's actually, over the last couple of years, sort of come around to the ideas of liberty on a lot of stuff.
Well, good. That's what we hope for, right? Is if right. someone listens to the ideas of liberty more consistently over time, it will make more sense. They'll have time to think about it and consider the issues.
And to some extent, you know, he does think that I'm a little out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, like he knows that I firmly believe what I believe and that I'm going to stand behind what I believe and I'm going to put my beliefs into practice.
So he hasn't tried to dissuade you?
No.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Mom, finally, she's like, son, you do what you want. If it makes you happy, and that's pretty much you said, is I'm fine with it. Now, don't you expect me if you're all broke. And I said, oh, fine, fair enough, Mom. I mm-hmm. will promise never to call you if I'm broke and asking for help. And she just thinks that what we're doing up here is just strange and awful.
It is strange.
Like, we need to do something better with our lives and make people feel the liberty where there's just something better you need to do with your life than liberty.
Well, I mean, I can understand. I mean, different people have different values as to what they consider to be important. And I don't know, man. I just, I love being here. It's so great. The Free State Project, of course, for listeners who may not have been paying attention earlier in the week. I think it's actually the first time I've been on the show in a few days since the Free State Project had actually reached its goal.
Yeah, you have not been on since Porcupine Day of February 3rd, 2016.
Right. Last night and yesterday, all throughout the day yesterday, Mark and I went to Manchester for the official Free State Project announcement.
Or actually, that was not yesterday. That was Wednesday.
Yesterday was my normal day off. It was Wednesday when we did those things. The days all blend together for me.
And then
thanks,
there was a good article from, I believe it was the Washington Post, where they were at the event
That's right.
on Wednesday evening, and they quoted you.
They quoted me from my Facebook post.
They asked a question about Rand Paul.
Didn't actually ask a question of me. That was actually just what I posted on Facebook about Rand Paul. Some statement about how good Rand to Rand Paul. Now the libertarians who were supporting him can actually focus on doing something that'll make a difference for liberty, like coming to New Hampshire and getting active. But the Washington Post journalist is actually friends with me on Facebook. So that's,
okay.
I think, how he ended up getting that quote, which was great. It ended up being, I think, a pretty good article. And, of course, the media is now picking up on the news that the Free State Project has completed. And you do have to be a little strange to pick up your life and move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's a weird thing to do. It's unusual.
Yeah.
You know, it's also exceptional.
Well, it's kind of funny. Like, you know, I never planned to end up in New Hampshire. In fact, my friend Colin, who lives at the Quill in Manchester, he kept telling me, you know, TJ, all of your people, you are so strange all of the time. You know, your people who are just as crazy as you, who are just like you, are up here. You need to come up here. And I'm like, eh, I don't know. I just, you know, I found so many reasons to stay in Illinois.
There's always a reason to stay, right?
Stay where you're from. And, ultimately, what got me up here, whatever got me up here was, I would say James was probably the one who got me up here. I'm like, oh, well, you know, James.
Your boyfriend.
Yes, indeed. James Robin Hood Cleveland.
That's right.
Yes.
Co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's going to be on Monday night.
Yes. And he is, he's up there, and I'm just saying, well, you know, occasionally has his days where he's like, I don't feel I've accomplished anything. And I said, well, you've managed to be arrested.
Come on.
You've been sued. You've made a public mockery of everything that a lot of people hold dear. I'd say that's a pretty good start. Like,
but wait a minute. I mean, James Cleveland has also, I think, encouraged a lot of people to move to New Hampshire by doing the things that you mentioned.
He was sued
for being Robin Hood of Keene, which is where you fill parking meters before the parking enforcer can reach them and thereby save people from getting tickets. He headed that up.
Yes.
And there was so much news coverage. I mean, arguably Robin Hood of Keene has had the most news coverage of all of the, you know, various different activism, not combined, but, you know, each individual thing that activists have done here, some of which has made news, some hasn't. His has, I think, Robin Hood of Keene has made more coverage happen internationally than anything else that has been done thus far. There are going to be people, and I would be surprised if he hasn't already had this happen to him, who will likely come up to him at the upcoming Liberty Forum event and then at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which are the two yearly events the Free State Project puts on to sort of show off why New Hampshire is a destination for libertarians. There will be people who will come up to him and say thank you, because it is because of your activism is why I have moved to New Hampshire, or is why I am planning to move to New Hampshire. Those people definitely exist. Those people have said those things to me, and you know, I think James's activism has been very, very positive overall, and has been a huge beacon to people out there, like, wow, something special is happening in New Hampshire. It's not just an idea of moving libertarians. They've actually moved, and they're making an impact, and they're generating media, and that's a lot of that's because of James. In fact, I think there are countless people, of course, won't say that it was James. You know, they won't have the gumption to go up to him and introduce themselves and say, you know, James, I appreciate everything you've done. But for every one person that does do that, there are probably another 100 who have been influenced positively by
and,
James.
You know, and I told James, I said, look, honey, this whole case is utterly absurd. People are mad at you because you're putting money in parking meters, and the state, they're coming around suing you, and I'm just like, really, they have nothing better to do. All these people, I kind of look, every time I go and look at the government in action, it reminds me why I left the NSA. You have to be insane to enjoy the government, because when you are working for the government, it's just this whole, all the rules and regulations, which nobody pays attention to, but if you break them, people will get mad at you. And it's just like this, you know, like, you know, we were there at the courthouse, not the courthouse, the state house, just a few days ago, and I was getting a headache going.
I should call that the general court. So you could probably call it a courthouse if you wanted to, but most people wouldn't know what you're talking about.
All these people being very serious, and I'm just sitting there in the hallway going, if you just heard yourself, all of you are just so ridiculous. Whether or not you're wasting time, can a person wear a military uniform to high school graduation? Someone had proposed a law saying that high school people should be allowed to wear military uniforms. And I'm like, all of you could be out feeding the homeless or building a house for someone who doesn't have one, and you choose to sit around debating whether or not
that people, one went on long, that debate.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is what
actually
we
it
choose.
Wasn't a debate. I should point out it was more like I don't think there was anyone who was there opposing the law. It was just like a cry fest or sob fest for these military moms who were there crying about how great the military is and how it protects us all from blah 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 blah.
And then immediately after that hearing, and I didn't sit through this, but immediately after that, there was a hearing to require that students learn the history and the meaning of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Or the Pledge of Allegiance.
Is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Coming up, North Korea apparently is
the best Korea.
Sending... they're sending things on balloons into South Korea, including garbage?
Yes.
So we'll talk more about that. Daryl's got the story. And you can join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, so if you want to Skype on in, Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. And by the way, our poor board operator over at the Genesis Communications Network has to run two shows at once, which can't be an easy thing to do. So he may take a little while longer than normal to screen call, so be patient, but we will get you on the air as soon as we possibly can. Toll-free number, 855-453, or Skype right on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, the Liberty Forum is right around the corner. We are almost to that point. We are now two weeks.
Yep.
Away from said Liberty Forum. 2 weeks from tonight, we will be broadcasting live from the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, where I actually was on Wednesday. That's where the Free State Project had their press conference announcing their completion of 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who, like the three of us, have... Wait, you haven't signed the Free State Project, DJ.
No, I'm not. I am not a... I guess you could say I'm part of it. I'm a spy, so I try and keep a low profile.
Keeping your name off of things.
So, yeah, like nobody knows...
You are not a Free State... But we would not know TJ if it weren't for the Free State Project.
That's correct. Because you are the friend of someone who did move for the Free State Project.
I am a friend of a signer.
And you are intending to move here anyway.
Yes.
So anyway, that's that. So all of us have moved here, and it's in Daryl and I's case, it's because of the Free State Project, which is the idea of getting 20,000 liberty-minded people to come to the same place and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The Free State Project has gotten its 20,000. That means the five-year window of time that those 20,000 have to move has begun. So there's now 5 years from the 3rd of February.
Porcupine Day.
That's right. They've now named that Porcupine Day after the mascot of the Free State Project, which just so happens to fall the day after Groundhog Day.
Yes.
And so anyway, there's this whole thing going on, and now people are moving. So this is the first Liberty Forum that is happening, their yearly convention that they throw, the first one that has happened since the completion of the Free State Project. So it's historic, and it's going to be epic because Edward Snowden is going to be speaking. Speaking as the keynote speaker, which I'm super excited about.
I hope
that
there are some U.S. Marshals there, just in case he shows up in person, they can swoop in and it's like, ah!
Well, I know he's had a Snowden bot before.
I had a brilliant idea. Remember a couple of years ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival where somebody printed up a bunch of Christopher Cantwell masks?
Oh, yes. Oh,
somebody needs to print up some Edward Snowden masks and just pass them out on the day that he's going to speak, and then everybody can walk around, I am Edward Snowden.
You know, I wish the court system was a little faster, because I would love to change my name to Edward Snowden. I've had five legal names in my lifetime, and one of the fun things I like to do whenever I meet the in-laws, I pull out all of my driver's licenses with my different names, so every time I get a new name, they punch a hole in the old one, and they give it back to me and give me a new piece of plastic, and so right now, I said, I need to change my name legally to Edward Snowden. Just go before Judge Burke here in New Hampshire and say, I want to be
You would not actually go before Judge Burke.
Yeah, you go before Judge Burke. A probate court.
You get the idea. Whoever's in responsible for allowing me to be whatever name I want to be.
Yes. And the robed man. You will be in front of a robed man.
I will be in front of a robed man for $150, and he will say
it. Did they raise the price? It was only $105.
That's what it was in Illinois when I changed my name last time. And so,
if you do it in Alabama, it's only like $15.
I want to get back to real quick here, because there are folks who do want to talk, so we'll get to them. And also want to remind you to go to NHLibertyForum.com. The Liberty Forum starts February 18th. It goes through the 21st. It's a great weekend, great excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire right in the middle of wintertime. It finally snowed again. It's only snowed like one time so far this year of any significance, and today it did snow for like a second time this winter.
Yeah, and it was so weird because yesterday it was 50 degrees.
That's New England.
I woke up this morning and I'm like, why is there white stuff everywhere? That's really weird.
Surprised by it as well. But hey, it's New England. The weather changes. NHLibertyForum.com. LibertyMindedPeople.com. Go there. Come up, join us. It's going to be fun. There are going to be hundreds of liberty-minded people all in the same hotel together. And there's other reasons besides Edward Snowden. Of course, there's lots of great speakers and panel discussions.
There's us.
And yes, we'll be there broadcasting live. That's more of a sideshow. But yes, we will be there, and we'll look forward to seeing you at NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. Go lock your hotel room in. Grab your tickets while you can.
It's only $125 for a basic ticket.
That's affordable.
That's real easy.
For an entire weekend. Yeah, let's go to Matthew. He's in Houston, listening via TuneIn online. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, I'm Matthew from Houston, and I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of the organization before?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very aware of it. It's a group of Republicans who are trying to change the system or change the Republican Party from the inside. So it's a little futile, but I get where you're coming from.
They fear the Democrats more than they like liberty because they're first and foremost Republicans.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to ask, I've heard this on the radio, and I've seen this on Facebook posts. There is this idea that that the liberty movement, as you put it, the liberty movement can now get something accomplished now that Rand Paul isn't running for president anymore.
Just to be clear, I meant libertarians in New Hampshire. I didn't say that in my statement because in the article that Daryl was referencing, I was not actually being interviewed. This was just a statement that I made to my Facebook profile publicly about, you know, good riddance to Rand Paul. I was specifically referring to libertarians in New Hampshire being effective and active because I don't believe libertarians anywhere else can be very effective at doing anything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you have some time to talk about it?
You don't have to call me sir. My name's Ian. But, yes, we do a talk radio
show. He's from the polite state.
We do a talk radio show.
We're from Texas.
Please.
Exactly. In Texas, I really like that about Texas. It's yes, sir, no, sir. And I'm like, wow, these people have delightful manners down here.
Yeah, it's a talk show, so of course I have time to talk about it. Go ahead.
You have to have good manners because everyone has a gun in Texas, so you have to be polite.
People are very polite in New Hampshire, and there are a lot of guns here as well.
I personally was surprised that he dropped out before New Hampshire, because I did a little bit in 2008 with Ron Paul. I did a lot in 2012. I organized the city of Houston, which is 2 million people. The voting block that we had for Ron Paul was like 16 delegates to the national convention. Yes, it didn't do us much good, but I, from my neck of the woods, and it's Ron Paul's district that I used to live in, and now I live in Houston. Ron Paul's district is just south of Houston. That was a tremendous amount of work. So we didn't win.
Oh, yeah.
We got screwed at the RNC convention. The main delegates, they got screwed. They got screwed bad. And I said to myself, okay, I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to get even.
Uh-oh.
I became a precinct chairman in the Republican Party in Harris County, which was Houston. And we pushed out. There was this chairman of the Republican Party named Jared Whitfield. And Jared Whitfield, for 12 years, had been the party chairman. And he had made sure that no Ron Paul Republicans ever were allowed to move up through the party structure. He did everything in his power.
So you managed to get rid of that guy.
I got rid of that guy in less than a year.
Okay.
And so you were hoping that
Rand Paul would stick with it to where your efforts could be for some sort of point, but ultimately they aren't. I'm suspecting you're a little jaded about that, but I want to hear more from you. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Stand by if you can stick with us. Matthew would love to continue the discussion here because there are a lot of people right now who are going to be feeling fatigue, kind of a burnout sensation.
I already am.
After Rand Paul. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're one of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
of TJ the Spy
and Daryl.
I was super excited that Sherry's Berries is back on board with Free Talk Live because I always enjoy Sherry's Berries. And did you get a chance to have one?
Not only that, my mom, she said, I got Sherry's Berries. And she's like, you gotta have one. I said, Mom, I've had Sherry's Berries before. And I said, everyone in my family sends these things. They are quite delicious. Yes, they are delicious.
They are wonderful, and it makes for a great gift, not just for Valentine's Day, which is the obvious holiday that's coming up, but any old time. You can always go to berries.com and use code FTL. You should do it now because, you know, send something to someone you love and hit them in the stomach. It's always good to go for the stomach rather than flowers. Those things die.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
The flowers are going to die. Yes, they're pretty, but nothing, I think, touches somebody like delicious chocolate-covered berries, and they are really good. You get if you get the double order, which I recommend, then you get double the berries for just $10 more by going to berries.com using code FTL after you click on the microphone. You're going to want double the berries because it's nice to have some to share with folks. If you just get the single order, you're going to want to keep it all to yourself because they're so good.
So you get the double order.
Yeah.
Give half to your sweetheart and keep the other half for yourself.
No, Daryl, this is why you're single. You give it all to your sweetheart and you
hope they give you some back.
Yes. Yes.
Berries.com, go and use code FTL after clicking on the microphone, and that'll get you access to the deals. They do have more than just berries, by the way. So
they also have more than just chocolate-covered berries. They've got a cheesecake strawberry thing that I definitely want to try.
All right, so go and check out their full selection, berries.com. You can even call them if you prefer, 866-FRUIT-02, 866-FRUIT-02. Or go to berries.com, most specifically, and use code FTL. And if you're going to call them, you should also tell them code FTL. That way they know that we sent you there. Berries.com, it's a perfect opportunity to get someone something really sweet for Valentine's Day.
I need to tell my brother to use that code because he's buying them anyway.
So yeah,
I said,
totally.
You know, brother, hey, if you want to help out the Liberty Movement, just use FTL when you get mom her Sherry's berries. He gets them for her birthday and for Mother's Day at least. So he gets them at least twice a year. So
yeah,
I need to be able to, like, you know, use that magic three-letter or five-letter as FTL50.
It's just FTL.
FTL. Use that magic three-letter code so we can get some coin off of this.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Matthew's in Houston. He was talking about how he put a lot of effort into the Rand Paul campaign after the frustrations of having the party insiders in the Republican Party in Texas shut out the Republican supporters of Ron Paul during the Ron Paul campaign in 2012. And that was sort of where we were, Matthew, when we had to interrupt you there. So go ahead with your story.
Yeah, so I'm Matthew Bernstein. I'm also precinct chairman in Harris County, which is the smallest level of elected official, which I thought, okay, I'll get myself elected and people will start listening to me. Not sure how well that worked out. But, I did a lot of work for the Republican Party, especially through the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I'm really upset that Rand Paul just up and quit before he even got to New Hampshire, the Freedom State.
Yeah, I can say I totally understand where you're coming from. I can see that would be a very, very disappointing thing when you put a lot of time and effort. I know that here in New Hampshire, there were people walking the streets, they were going house to house, they were doing phone banking, making phone calls, putting all kinds of volunteer time and effort in, showing up at events, waving signs, out in the cold. So, I mean, I know the effort that was put into this. I put in zero effort because I didn't support Rand Paul because he's not a libertarian. But, you know, for those who are supporting him as sort of the lesser of the evils, I get that. And I can understand how that would burn on somebody. I mean, it burns people when, you know, like Ron Paul, he went through the debates. He went through, you know, a lot of the primaries. And then, you know, ultimately it didn't work out for him. That burns out people on politics because a lot of people get the unrealistic belief that they'll succeed, that the libertarian candidate will have success. And then when the libertarian candidate, and I'm referring to Ron Paul when I say that, doesn't have success, or the LP candidate, the Libertarian Party candidate, then it really hurts them because they have poured a lot of time and heart and energy into it. So here's my recommendation, Matthew, is go to afterronpaul.com. There are a few videos there that will give you some idea of why the Free State Project is really the destination for people who care about liberty.
And, well, I'm always wondering, like, can we force Ron Paul against his will? So if he doesn't want to run, he doesn't have to. But a lot of people are kind of angry. They're like, hey,
there are some states where you can file papers on behalf of a candidate to get them on as an independent, which is what happened in, I believe, Kansas in 2008. There was the Constitution Party group there put Ron Paul on as their candidate. He didn't have to sign anything. They filed the papers and said, here's our candidate, here's our electors.
What about the Libertarian Party? Daryl, you're kind of a bylaws expert on these matters, and you are an active member of the National Libertarian Party.
Ron Paul is a life member of the LP.
Could someone nominate Ron Paul for the presidential candidacy?
Someone
of the
could
Libertarian
make
Party?
That nomination.
Does he have to accept
it? It would be a valid nomination because he is a life member. He would have to accept the nomination.
What about
but it would be a valid nomination.
So there could be a draft Ron Paul campaign for the LP.
It's like Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, and this could bring back memories of Sarah Palin. Remember when just Sarah
He's
Palin
not a
got
libertarian.
Drafted? Well, I know that, but it'd be similar vein. We would draft Ron Paul. See, I'm voting for Vermin Supreme. Vermin Supreme has my vote. He's a guy that goes around. He's the king of all vermin. He puts a boot on his head, and that's
hilarious.
And he's a great campaigner. He has a boot on his head. Yep. And I thought, boy, if everybody could take the candidates as seriously as we take Vermin Supreme, I think it would be a much more entertaining election.
So what's your plan, Matthew? You're bummed out. Angry that Rand Paul left you in the dust. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, I want to vote Libertarian Party, but the same amount of work, it would take the same amount of work to make the Libertarian Party candidate win an election nationwide as it would be to get like someone like Rand Paul to win the Republican nomination.
It would actually probably take more work to get the Libertarian Party to win. But here's what I'd recommend. Rather than spending time trying to build the Texas LP, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and then support whatever it is you feel like supporting, the New Hampshire Libertarians or the Republican Liberty Caucus here or
the Liberty Party.
Or the New Hampshire Liberty Party. There's so many different choices to get active politically here.
I do some work, though, because I've been to New Hampshire. I went to New Hampshire this summer, and I went to the White Mountains. I went to the lake.
Up there in Coos County, yep.
About, the Free State Project. And most people hadn't heard of it. And
that's okay. We don't want people to necessarily care about the Free State Project.
I mean,
the idea is to
move
here and to integrate into the community and to work towards more liberty. So it doesn't matter if people haven't heard of the Free State Project. Where else are libertarians and voluntarists actually winning election? Do you know of any places?
I died
to state rep.
Houston, and I put in a lot of time for a lot of candidates thinking they were libertarian, and they weren't libertarian. They were
No. Okay, so what we have here is a group called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that actually looks at each candidate's voting record, and they determine whether or not those candidates voted for a pro-liberty position. So we actually have a pretty good temperature test to know whether or not someone is an actual libertarian. And usually if they sign up for the Free State Project, that means they're a pretty principled person. We literally have nearly 20 Free State Project participants who are elected to state representative seats here. How many libertarians are elected to state representative seats in total across the other 49 states?
I just know of three in Texas. There's Jonathan Stickland, there is Don Huffines, and David Simpson.
So what are some of the things those people have done? I've never heard of any of the...
I've heard of David Simpson, and I believe he's just a constitutional conservative.
it's much different here in Texas, and what you can get done in Texas is you can get small incremental steps over time. We don't get any big jumps like Colorado got, where they got to legalize marijuana all in one vote. It will take us a decade to do that.
Well, political change takes a long time, which is why it's easier in New Hampshire, because the idea is if you concentrate liberty activists in one place, they'll have greater influence. And that's what we've seen working here, so you don't have to toil forever with near to no results. Thanks, Matthew, for your call. It's afterronpaul.com.
Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com.
It's saveatpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio wave. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
I'm TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
Talking about frustrations that people have had with burning out on these political campaigns. They get so excited about some political candidate. This is the one. He will save us from the federal government. The anointed one. He's Ron Paul's son.
Well, the clouds will part and puppy dogs will fall from the sky.
A lot of us weren't impressed, and that's why Rand Paul never really hit it big. He never became, you know, he was never more than just a shadow of his father. And I don't know if we're going to be having to deal with him running again in 4 years. Hopefully the federal government will implode upon itself before then and in as nonviolent of a way as possible. And we won't ever have to deal with federal elections
now,
again.
I thought it would have collapsed under its own weight before the national debt hit $19 trillion.
Oh,
but
never.
I was wrong.
Never underestimate the power of a bad idea to keep going past its time. I mean, it took the Soviet Union 70 years to collapse, and it was a really bad system.
Right.
And so,
and the U.S. has been a really bad system for 200 7:30.
But it's not as bad as, you know, yeah. the communists.
There's still union. Plenty of get up and go in the federal government. As long as people are willing to keep paying their taxes and put up with their ridiculousness, I mean, this can yeah. get as absurd as the people will allow it to be.
Well, you know, the Bernie Sanders seems to have snookered the a lot of the Democrats again, and all he had to do was say it's a political revolution, and people are losing their S over
there,
that.
There's some of the people that supported Ron Paul in 08 and 12 that are supporting Bernie.
We are the change because that we've been waiting for.
I think marijuana, probably.
I think it's because of his cannabis position, and he was one of the co-sponsors of the end of the Fed bill.
I tell you, if Bernie, I will promise you right now, if Bernie gets elected, I am going back to college for a fourth degree.
Because he's supposedly going to pay for it?
Yes, exactly.
Well, just because, again, just because some president gets elected doesn't mean that their promises come true.
Well,
right?
If he does make that true, I'm going back to college, baby. If it's free college, I'll go to college all day long.
So if you want to share your thoughts with us here tonight, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you want to share your burnout experience. Are you feeling the burn right now? Not because of Bernie Sanders, but because you were supporting Rand Paul, and he walks away from his political campaign before the first primary vote even happened. I mean, is it because he was scared and he didn't want to do as bad as his dad did in New Hampshire? Like, his dad did okay in New Hampshire, and he would have not done near as well, and then we could have compared.
Well, we can still see how Rand Paul does, because he's still on the ballot, because it's
That's
way
true.
Too late to wind up pulling his name off of the first 16 ballot.
Still, though, some people who were going to vote for Rand will probably not vote for Rand because he has dropped off.
Right.
The question is, what percentage of them will change their votes? Some will vote for him just to make a statement.
Right.
But we don't know how many.
And from what I had heard...
So it's no longer apples to apples anymore.
Right. It's not apples to apples, and I wasn't trying to say that it was, but, you know... His name is still on the ballot. People can still cast a vote for him, and he can still see what kind of support he might have. But from what I had heard, he didn't have enough money to actually pay staffers to continue the campaign, which is why he suspended the presidential campaign, but he's continuing his Senate bid.
So even though he had millions of dollars given to him, he couldn't afford to pay his staffers.
That's what I had heard.
Why do the staffers have to get paid? Why can't they just do it for free?
Well, it's work. I mean,
no, they're not volunteers.
Yeah.
Ian, I'm not getting paid to be here.
Why can the cashier at Walmart not just work for free?
Well, but he's saying he's not getting paid to be here, and that's true. There's value here, though, for you. It's fun.
Yes, it's fun. Like, I'm here. I'm not getting
paid.
It's
more fun to do this than it is to phone bank or to...
Oh, yes.
But if Ian started paying you and then all of a sudden said, TJ, I don't have money, but you still need to come in...
I would, you know, and I'd be like, well, I wasn't getting paid before. I wouldn't be upset if all of a sudden the money ran out. Like,
No. We're not saying pretend you weren't getting paid and then all of a sudden you were.
Okay.
Like, you were hired to do a job.
Okay.
And then they said, we don't have money to pay you anymore. You wouldn't say, well, I really like this job, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, I think what he's saying, though, Daryl, is that some people are they're driven by their ideology. But many of the people
right,
in
those
the political...
people are called volunteers, not employees.
Right. Many of the people in these political campaigns are just campaigners. That's what they do.
I've met them, and that's their job. They're like they're communication theory majors from college. So they're always like, don't say tax cut, say tax relief. They parse the words. They prep the candidates, they focus group everything. And I said, you know, this is just insane. The thing about politics, nobody says what they actually think. Like when I was at the State House, everybody, when they're out in the hallways, they're talking about what they really think about the bill. But when that camera goes on, they have this very artificial, very carefully scripted, we have to take this seriously. And I'm just going, boy, I would love to have a camera out there in the State House and capture everybody, what they're really talking about bills. Like I would love to know what Rand Paul really thinks about his policy positions.
Yeah, nobody really knows what Rand Paul really thinks. I'll go by the things that come out of his mouth.
I don't know if Rand Paul even knows what Rand Paul really thinks.
Well, he has changed his opinion on a number of things.
That's the mark of a good politician.
Well, and it's not necessarily a bad thing that someone could change their opinion, but in his case, he hasn't changed it in a pro-liberty direction on some stuff, so it's not, you know, worth lauding him for.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, North Korea. Daryl, you're going to tell us how North Korea is apparently sending garbage by balloon. We're going to get into that story, but if you've got a garbage by balloon to South Korea, but if you've got a story about your burnout What did you experience within the Rand Paul campaign? Or you can flash back to Ron Paul. Because whenever this happens, whenever it doesn't matter if it's a Republican, Libertarian, Democrat, if you're working for a candidate and they don't win, there's a feeling of a real frustration, real tangible burnout for a lot of people. And for a lot of people, that burnout leads them to completely withdraw from the activism scene. And in the case of libertarians, that's problematic because it never really leads to any significant snowballing of our efforts. So libertarians elsewhere outside of New Hampshire can never really get attached. And by the way, Daryl, you looked up one of the names that our last caller from Texas gave as supposed libertarians in the Texas State House, and you said one of them describes himself as a conservative.
Yes, and that's what I suspected. I remember I was living in Texas when people were promoting this guy as some kind of liberty guy. He's a constitutional conservative.
Yeah.
He's not a libertarian. He doesn't call himself a libertarian.
That's a dirty word in politics.
But there is one thing that this guy did that I supported what he did. He put forth a bill that would have specified in statute that what the TSA is doing is sexual assault. That you are not allowed to grope someone without their consent.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Alabama, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Joe.
Hello. I just watched during the break the after Ron Paul. There's a video explaining the state house there in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And you have 400 representatives, each working for $1. I mean, $100 a year.
Correct. Plus a small gas stipend.
Here in Alabama, they just raised their salary to $63,000 a year, saying it was...
Woo-hoo!
Oh, man. I remember back in 07...
I'm going to Alabama. I want to be a legislator down there.
Back in 07, they gave themselves a 62% pay raise on a voice vote.
And, you know, they say it's to get qualified people, but you're talking about having 400 people that are evidently somewhat educated, and they have to pay for their own car tags. And they don't even get an office and a secretary.
That's right.
They get a locker.
That's not a role model.
Get a high school locker. Yeah, that is true.
The senators share a secretary with several other senators.
Right.
Here in Alabama, they each got their own office, and it's quite nice. And they got their own secretary. They got their own staff.
Yep. And they get to keep whatever funds they don't spend on their office and their staff.
They're not going to learn anything from New Hampshire and Alabama. That is the system there, and it is established. It is not going. They're not going to close up. No Alabama politician is going to put forward a bill that guts their pay from $66,000 to $1,000 a year,
or $100 a year,
and requires closing all of the offices and firing the staff. That's not ever going to happen.
Think of all the people that are now going to be out of work.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's sad that, you know, our country was founded by people that gave their time, went back to the farm afterwards, and went back to work.
Yeah.
Our founding fathers would be rolling in their graves over this. And I didn't realize New Hampshire had the old policy, go to work, come back, and go back to your regular job. That's an awesome outfit y'all got there in New Hampshire.
It is. I got to say, it's very impressive. When you watch the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, they go over some of the political advantages here. It's a much more accessible system. I mean, the fact that these guys don't have staff means they got to field their own phone calls.
Uh-oh.
So you can talk to these people. You can actually talk to them. And like we were in the State House the other day. It was your first time there, TJ.
Yeah.
You can go to lunch in the State House, and the state reps are there. You can sit down with them at the table and chat with them if you want to. It's a much more accessible system, and that means it's more likely to be influenced towards more freedom. Thanks, Joe, for your call tonight. And also, another important point, these politicians in every other state where these, you know, they pay a bunch of money, they're likely to be attorneys. In New Hampshire, they're not likely to be attorneys, because what attorney is going to work for $100 a year?
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.